This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Lech Lecha. So Parshas Lech Lecha, we'll share this evening in Mitzvah Hashem three ideas on the Parsha. The first actually begins at the very end of last week's Parsha, at the end of Parshas Noach. Take a look at the sheet. If you're listening online, please do email me at j.golka@gmail.com. The pasuk says at the end of Parshas Noach, Vayomos Horon al pnei Terach Oviv pe'eretz meladito b'ukastim. Horon, who is the brother of Avram Avinu, the son of Terach, dies last week in Urkastim. Now, what does it mean, al pnei Terach Oviv, says Rashi, two pshatim. Number one, b'chaye Oviv, in the lifetime of his father. Additionally, says Rashi, there's a medrash. The medrash says, Shalyedei Oviv Mitz, that Horon, Avram's brother, died because of his father. Why? Shekibel Terach al Avram b'noi lifnei Nimrod, that Terach, he informed on his son Horon to Nimrod, al shekitei seslomov v'ishlichu lekivshonais, because he broke the idols and he threw them into the Kivshon Ha'esh. Terach informed on Avraham, who broke Terach's idols, and therefore Nimrod threw Avraham into the Kivshon Ha'esh. V'horon yoshev v'ayme b'libay, and he thought to himself, watching, im Avraham netzeach, if Avraham is victorious, i.e., he emerges from the Kivshon Ha'esh alive and well, ani mishaloi, I'm going to go with Avraham. V'im Nimrod netzeach, but if Nimrod is victorious, ani mishaloi, I'll go with him. Uchashenitzel Avraham, when Avraham indeed came out unscathed, omrulai laharon mishal miato, so Nimrod said to him, so whose side are you on? Omelohen haron mishal Avraham, I'm with Avraham. And therefore he threw Horon into the flames and Horon died. But either way, we're informed at the end of last week's parasha, Rashi brings the Medrash, that of the tremendous miracle of Ur Kastin. And indeed, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Asara nisyonis nisnase Avram Avinu alav hashalom v'amad b'kula. Avram Avinu had 10 tests, and Rashi lists Ur Kastin as the second of these 10 tests. If you take a look at the second box, Asar Nisyelis Nisat Avram Avinu, Techila Bikesh Nimrod Lahargo Venech Babakar Kayud Gimel Shana. The first one is that Nimrod wanted to kill Avram and he hid him in a cave, or he buried him in a cave for 13 years. That's the first one. Shuv Hishlichu Burkastim. The third one is he threw him into the fiery furnace in Urkastim. And the third one is he glow Me'eretz Meladatoi, this week's Parsha Lech Lecha. The question is, why isn't Urkastim, which sort of precedes Lech Lecha, why isn't it mentioned in the Torah? The Rambam, interestingly, on his comments on the Mishnah there in Pirkei Avos of the Asar Nisyonis, he says, Kulam Ksuvim. He says, all 10 are actually written. And therefore he argues with Rashi and says that Ur Kastim was not one of the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu. The question is, it might not have been one of the 10 tests according to the Rambam, according to Rashi it was, but why isn't it mentioned in the Torah? Isn't it a very important part of Jewish history? This is what Avram had to go through. The Ramban asks this question. Let's take a look at the Ramban in the penultimate box on the page. Hine zois haparsha lo biara kol ha'inyan. Says the Ramban, perek yud beis, pasuk beis, this week's parsha. He says that this parsha is not fully explained. We're not given the background. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham to leave? The Torah doesn't tell us why. It just begins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, go. It doesn't say why. A tremendous blessing is promised if he does go. What's the background? And we're not even introduced to Avraham Avinu properly. We're not even told, like we were with Noach last week, that Avraham Avinu was an Ovid of Akim and Tzadik Tomim, Oshayim Atam Lazivas Aretz, were given an explanation of why he's got to leave, Shayyib and Lechosod Eretz Acheretz, Kirmas of Akim, etc., etc., that by going to Eretz Yisrael would achieve a closeness to that Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not told any of that. Why not? This is what the Ramban says. It's very interesting. Avalatam, second paragraph, Mipnesha Osu Anshe Urkastin Imay Ra'is Rabbis. The people of Urkastin gave Avraham Avinu a terrible time. Al emunosu b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, on his faith in Hashem. He fled Ur Kasdim and he went to Haran. Because they were cursing and disparaging him. They put him in a pit, like we said above. Rashi brings the first of the 10 tests, or in this furnace in Ur Kasdim. But the Torah does not want to give us the background and the detail, because we don't want a record in the Torah of all the theological discussions between him and Ur Kasdim, and reports and discussions about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Ur Kasdim. The Torah, as it were, wants to just leave that out, and we don't want to dwell on this sorry chapter. In the same way, when it came to the Der Enosh, the Torah is also, you know, abbreviated so as not to sort of go into detail about the details of Avodah Zarah of the time. And therefore, the Ramban says that the Torah just omits this and we leave out the whole story of Ur Kasdim for that reason. The Chassid Yaivetz gives another reason, and that's also a fascinating reason why the Torah doesn't go into detail and record the whole story of Ur Kasdim. Says the Chassid Yaivetz, Nisoyen Hu'akeido Hoya, Machmasivu Hashem She'omar Lo V'Haleh La'Oilo. The whole Nisoyen of Yakeda, next week's parasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu V'Ha'alehu La'Oilo, Masha'en Kein Bu'Ur Kasdim. In contrast to Ur Kasdim, Lo Nitzdava Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom, Limser Asa L'Kivshon Ha'ish, Moshe Rabbeinu, sorry, Avraham Avinu is not instructed to throw himself into a Kivshon Ha'ish. With the Akeda, he was instructed. With Ur Kasdim, not. Rak Mikoyach HaKora Atzmit, it only came through self-knowledge, Shehiskel Behaveness or Emes, because Avraham Avinu understood and arrived at the truth. But doing something where there is a Kiyum Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed you to do it, is much greater. And let's go on to see what he says. Lochein. Lo ra'as ha'tor la'harich v'ashem mos nafsho. Therefore, because he was not instructed, and being instructed is a much greater nisayon than if you just arrive at this conclusion yourself, therefore the Torah does not want to go into detail to express the mysterious nefesh nisarif avur emunosim Hashem Yisbarach ma'achah kishim masa nafsho ba'osa shah ha'yizem etoich seichel v'havona. Because Ur Kasdim was based on Avraham Avinu's own understanding, because he loved the truth, philosophy, because every philosopher throughout history, sort of the history is full of people who have thought what they have done is correct. They thought what they have done they believe to be true, and therefore the Torah doesn't recognize that. But the big nisoyin is, aval ikah nisoyin v'ashar hu gadol v'hanas l'shem Hashem. But when a person is instructed to do something, af al pi shein haseichel mechayvei, even if the seichel logic doesn't dictate that you should do it, and on the contrary with the akedah, it was counterintuitive, it was contrary to all logic that Avraham Avinu has been proclaiming and publicizing the fact of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and the chesed, etc., etc. And therefore, when you have to go against your own logic, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do so, that is a real misayin. And therefore, says the Chassid Yaivetz, that the reason why Ur Kasdim is not mentioned in the Torah is because the act of the misayin of the Akedah was much, much greater. Because you're told to do something which is against your logic, it's a tzivoy Hashem. Masha'in Kein Ur Kasdim is something which Avraham Avinu arrived at, it's his own logic, and therefore, many people throughout history have given up their lives for their own particular causes, whatever it may be, and that is not as great as doing something when you're commanded to do it, and certainly in Avraham Avinu's case, where it went against all his life's mission and logic, etc. So that is the episode of Ur Kasdim. Now, let's move on to two further ideas. If you turn over the page, the next idea is a beautiful idea. In fact, the next two ideas, a beautiful idea that I saw in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein from Drash Moshe. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem l'Avraham lech lecha me'aretzcha u'meiladetcha mebeis avicha el ha'aretz asher arecha. Ve'eschol u'gagodl, I'm going to make you into a great nation. Va'avorchecha, I will bless you. Va'agadol shemecha v'yei bracha." What does that all mean? Says Rashi, Ve'ye Brocha, and says Rashi, HaBrochas Nesumas Piyotcha, I'm going to hand over the brachos to you, Avraham Avinu. Adachshav Hoyu Biyodi, till now they were in my hands. Birchot Berachti Es Odom Es Neach Be'escha, I blessed Odom and Neach and you. Now you, Avram, you go bench, you go bless whoever you want to. Fine. Tovach, says Rashi. The next part of the Pasuk. Zehu she'omrim Elokei Yitzchok. V'agad lo shemecha. Zehu she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. Yochel, I might have thought, Yehiyu chayistin b'kulon. Maybe we'll also close the bracha with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Talmud loyma veheye bracha. Becha chosmin v'loy bohem. We're going to end the bracha with you and not with them. Which, of course, is the bracha of Mogen Avraham. We begin Shmona Esrei l'kei Avraham, l'kei Yitzchak, l'kei Yaakov. But becha chosmin, we end that bracha with reference only to Avraham Avinu. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, paragraph 2, box number 3. Pirush Rashi. Hatam. The reason is Mishum Shavram Hoya Horishim Shehiki Hashem Vachidish Lahakir Shem Shemaim Ba'ilam. Why is it that Avram Avinu merited that the final bracha is going to be him and him alone, not Yitzchak and not Yaakov? Because he was the one who initiated recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And Velochein HaKol Hu'al Shmoi, it all roots back to him. Even though Yitzchok perpetuated the avodah of Avraham Avinu, that Yitzchok reached the high level of Avraham Avinu, as it quoting Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah in Shmos, and so to Yaakov, he also continued in the way of Avraham and Yitzchok, and even he took it further than Avraham and Yitzchok. He is called the chosen of the Avos. Mikol Mokum, Kulam Nikru Hashem Avram. It all stems from Avram Avinu. Shehu Hoya Machulal Kol Hamun Hashem Yisbarach. He initiated, embedded the Emunah Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shekir Ba'olam that was recognized in the world. It says Rav Moshe, a very powerful lesson emerges from this. Final line. V'yesh Lilmud Mizeh Al Kol Dover D'Mechadosh D'Mechadish Adam Gadol. That any enterprise that a great man initiates, v'nimshechu acharov, and it is followed after him, u'b'chayav, in after his life, she'osim mamish k'mosei, other people come and replicate it and make it even bigger, v'afidu od yoseh she'akol nikra al shem arishon, still, it all stems back to the first person. So when a great man initiates a major endeavor, even though his descendants or his successors carry it to even greater heights, it is still known as his accomplishment. Amazing. And that's really an important lesson for all of us. We, you know, think about things that we can initiate, various programs that we can take on. And we should get chizuk from the concept that if we hand it over to another person, that person develops it further, makes it bigger and better. Still, it goes back to the original person who started it. The person who makes it bigger and better will get the zchar and the zuchus, etc. But the person who started it, ultimately, it's all his accomplishments because he set the ball rolling. That's pshat of Becha Chosmin for Lo Bohem. It's Magen Avram, he seals the bracha and not Yitzchok and Yaakov. Okay, let's move on. The Pasuk says, Tesvav, Acha Havvarim Ho'ele. After the Brisbane Absorim, Ho'ele Ho'yodvar Hashem and Avram, B'machz, B'machz, Elimer. Sorry, after Achav Ram Ho'ele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram, b'machas elemer, atir Avram anuchi mogin l'choschor chahar b'moit. Your reward is very great. By Yoyma Avram, and Avram said, Hashem, matiten mi, v'anuchi hoile chariri, what are you going to give me that I'm going to go without a child? Uven mesek besi, hu da mesek Eliezer, the person who is living in my house, who is sort of the steward of my house, is running my house, who Damesik Eliezer is Eliezer. Rashi gives various pshatim, either that he comes from a place called Damesik, Damascus, or he's Doile or Mashke. He draws and delivers the water of his master. By Yoma Avram in Pasuk Gimel, Hein Lilo Nosata Zera, Because you haven't given me children, and my Ben Bias, my servant, is going to inherit me. Ramosha Feinstein is very troubled by the repetition of Pasuk Gimel after Pasuk Beis. What exactly is Pasuk Gimel adding? Says Ramosha, Tzarech Lahobin, Ma Hoysif Avram Ba'omroi, Hen Li Nosat Zera. In Pasuk Gimel, when Avram says, Hen Li Lo Nosat Zera, Vihene Ben Beis Yerush Osi, says Ramosha, Hokfa Omer Ba'Pasuk Shalifnik in Mamish Lavazer. This sentiment was expressed in Pasuk Beis. So what is Pasuk Gimel adding? Ella. Hakavona b'ta'anosu she'ein ze tachlis ma she'hoi she'yiyye le'ischar ha'yoyse gadol kim she'lo yishar ba'olam hazeh mishik b'shem Hashem k'moyse. Says Rav Moshe, there is a difference. We're not talking about schar ba'olam hazeh or schar ba'olam haba. What Rav Moshe, what Avraham Avinu is saying is this. Hari yikshe, he had a problem. V'ho Eliezer avdo ha'yozokin v'yoshev b'yeshiva chedarshu. He was a Rosh Hashiva. He was repeating the Torah of Avraham Avinu. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, in a trikan domesek, shenema b'kroz zeh, the holech ha'riri, v'mkein ha'riyerish m'mali m'koymos. What's the problem? What's the problem? You've got someone who's going to continue your legacy. Eliezer will do it for you. He's your m'mali m'kom. V'ulai hu tshumas Hashem yisparach elav. And that was maybe Hashem's response. What's the problem? Etc. Says Ramosha, the Heshiv Avram Apostle base, Shazelo Yamale Makoim and Mamish. But Eliezer is not going to be a proper replacement for him. Ma'acha Shehu Rak Damesek, because Eliezer is only Damesek, i.e., Hanatrikan Rak Doile Umashke, he's drawing and sort of serving out the water, Mitteras Rabbi, Lacherim. The Einzer Toras Delay. But it's not Eliezer's own Torah. He hasn't absorbed it properly. He's just repeating over the Torah of Avraham Avinu. Sheyeh kinyan shelo mamish. It's not properly his. V'lo yuchal limsa nafshel olam d'lafitza ba'olam. And therefore, he's not going to be diligent to spread it to the whole world. V'lo yikoyev lo halev v'yeh rabim shelo yikab l'toras rabbi. It's not the same as being the Rebbe's Torah. V'ani writes, it says Avraham Avinu, I want a child who is going to properly perpetuate my mission in life. That which he learned from me and from Shane Ve'eva, kinyan shelo mamish, it becomes part and parcel of him, of my son. Because if it's part of him, he will disseminate it fully and properly. And it will pain him that other people are not listening to the message. To Ben Basi, because Eliezer is only, he just inherits me. Says Ramosha, beautiful idea, very important idea. What Moshe Rabbeinu, what Avraham Avinu, sorry, is saying, is Matiteni Vanochi Holech Harivio, Bamesik Basi, Damesik Eliezer. All I've got is Eliezer. So maybe Hashem says, okay, no. So you've got someone who is Yoshev Eholim, who is Dole or Mashkin, the Torah's rabbi, he'll spread your Torah broadly. Says Avraham, no, Pasuk Gimel, Hein Lilo Nosata Zerav, Hine Ben Besi Yerush Osi. It's not the same. He won't do as good a job. If I have a child who will absorb it properly, then he will understand the importance of the life mission, and he will live my message. It will pain him if other people don't listen to this message. But Eliezer is just repeating over my Torah. A true Talmud doesn't just repeat the Rebbe's Torah, but it becomes an inseparable part of the Talmud's being. That's the point that Avraham Avinu was trying to convey. A true Talmud is someone who fully understands the Rebbe, and it becomes the Rebbe's mission, the Rebbe's Torah becomes very much part of him. The Rabbi Hartman often mentions, I've heard it from others as well, that Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, Zichron Livracha, used to give many shiurim a week, but he would give one particular shiur on the Motzei Shabbos. And one time, one of the Talmidim came, and this is going back, I think, to the 1980s, and the Talmud would put a new tape recorder, back in the day, in front of Rabbi Moshe. And Rabbi Moshe saw this was a slightly unusual tape recorder. So he asked him, what is the difference with this tape recorder? What's special about it? So the Talmud said, this tape recorder is a voice-activated tape recorder that I press record, and when you speak, it records, but when you're silent, then it just automatically stops recording. And Rav Moshe said, you're missing the main part of the shir, because a true Talmud understands what the silences mean. He's not just repeating over the Torah. It's not just pressing play back to what was recorded. He understands and has absorbed the message fully. That is the difference between what Avraham wanted in his child and just a doyle or mashke, someone who's going to just sort of draw and disseminate the Torah of Avraham Avinu. You know, I'll tell you something interesting. A year ago maybe, in Shir, where I had the privilege to teach in the Hasmonean Base Program. So one day I was teaching there, and one of the informal educators, the extracurricular hype educators, came up and said, I've got to tell you something great. He noticed that one of the boys was on the way to Shir, and he looked a bit agitated. What was the problem? He asked him, are you okay? Is everything all right? He says, yeah, I'm running to Rabbi Golka Shir, and I haven't got a glass. So he says, so what's the problem? So he goes, well, I've got a bottle. So the hype educator said to this Talmud, he says, so just, you've got the bottle there. What's the problem? Drink from the bottle. So he said, I can't, because I know my Rebbe doesn't like it. Now, this is amazing, because I've never told them once that I know myself, I think it's a little bit unrefined just to drink from even a small bottle. You take a small cup, you pour it into there, that's how a Ben Torah drinks. But I never once said it's in Shir. He saw me every day. I have a bottle of water there, and I pour it into the glass, and I drink from it. And he knew he had absorbed this message without me even expressing it. And that is a true Talmud. And someone who just repeats over the Torah of his Rebbe without absorbing the message properly, that's not a true Talmud. And that's really, says Rav Moshe, is what Avraham Avinu was saying. And that's the repetition of Pasuk Gimel. He didn't want someone who was just Doyle Mashke, just to sort of repeat the Torah. He wanted a Talmud for whom the Torah of Avraham Avinu would become an inseparable part of that Talmud's being, and therefore he would more fully disseminate it further. So there we have three ideas on Parshas Lech Lecha. The first is the secret of Orokastin, this interesting and intriguing story where Avraham Avinu is thrown into the Kivshon HaEsh, as recorded by Rashi at the very end of last week's Parsha. And as Rashi says, this is one of the Asar Nisyonos. This is one of the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu, test number 2, according to Rashi. The Rambam doesn't mention it as one of the tests because it's not written in the Torah. He only records those tests which are written in the Torah. Why isn't it mentioned in the Torah? So the Ramban, as discussed, says the reason why the Torah is vague is to the background introduction, the name of Avraham Avinu, and the whole background and the story of Orokastin is because the Torah doesn't want to be ma'arich, doesn't want to dwell on the whole story of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah to start getting into their idolatrous theological discussions and backgrounds. We want to just skim over their idolatrous parts. And therefore, we just leave it out, says the Ramban. The Chosid Yavetz gives a different explanation, that Orokastin didn't merit to get into the top 10 because it's qualitatively different to the Nisoyin of the Akedah. The Akedah was different because it was a Tzivui Hashem. Hashem came, the Orokastin, it came out, it was born out of the logic of Avraham Avinu. And history is full of people who have come to their own conclusions and have given up their lives. And a much greater level is someone who is actually Mitzuvah to do something, says the Yavetz. His Mitzuvah is commanded to do it. And more than that, it was against logic. It was against the whole life mission of Avraham Avinu. And yet, he did it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. That's why Orokastin was out, but the Akedah, of course, is in. Then we said the two ideas of Rav Moshe Feinstein. What does it mean? All these psukim, according to the second Pshat of Rashi, Ve'eschol Egoyol, Vavarchech, Vagavash Mecha, Ve'ebrocha, is a reference to Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. However, the concluding bracha, B'chocho Yismin, is specific and unique to Avraham. Why? The idea is when a great man initiates a major endeavor, even though his descendants will take it even further and will carry it to greater heights, however, it is still known as his accomplishment, as Avraham's accomplishment. That's Pshat B'chocho Yismin. And lastly, the Rav Moshe, again, explaining the seemingly repetitive psukim of Damesek Eliezer, of Henlin and Musatzezera, etc., etc. The explanation is that Avraham is saying, I don't just want the Talmud who's going to repeat my Torah. I want a Talmud who is going to absorb it to such a degree that it becomes an inseparable part of his own very being, and thereby he will disseminate it. He'll feel that it's a pain if other people don't listen to it, and he'll be on top of the project in a much more real way. Thank you very much for listening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.